Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
And so we start condemning ourselves, and we start looking for some excuse as to why it's not happening. And then we start doubting our faith, and then we start doubting whether we should get, and then we start doubting what's happening around us. And all the time, it's just happening because the devil is a thief, and he's got his thieves running this race. And in any race, you ever seen a distance race? They start running, and they're elbowing each other, and they're cutting in front of each other, and they're pushing each other. Why? Because they're jostling around. And what happens is the true athletes and the true winners, when somebody bumps them, they bump them back. They don't stop and go, "That's wrong, he bumped into me." They get a little self-control going on here. They get a little, you know, "I'm going to get this, bless God. Nobody's going to stop me on this." And they begin to exert the joy. I was reading, one of my running heroes was a Native American back in the 60s. He was Billy Mills, and he ran for Kansas, and he came off the nations, and then he went to Kansas, and he burned out. Then he went into the military, and he was a forgotten thing. He was a great runner. And then they had the Olympics there in the 60s, and he went, and he wasn't supposed to do anything, but he qualified to run the 10,000 meters. And so they're running, and they didn't give him the official Olympic shoes. He just had to wear what he had. And he wasn't supposed to do anything, but he kept running, and he kept up there. And some of the great runners, they got mad because this nobody was up there running in front with them. But he kept running, and finally one bumped into him and knocked him out of the way. And you know what? It was a foul, but he instead of just quitting, he just stood up. Somebody else came along, hit him, and knocked him back about 10 yards. And so there he was, way back here. And instead of quitting and laying there on the track, he got up and he took off. And you can go back and watch some of the video. And he came into that last lap, and he run them down and went by them and won the gold for America. Why? Because nothing's going to stop me from getting to the end. I'm in it to win it. I'm going to finish this thing strong, and I'm getting what I came here for. And some of us need to get that same kind of fight back in us. When did you think the devil was just going to let you parade right through and get your healing, get your miracle, get your breakthrough without trying to stop you? "Well, I'm in faith now." Well, just because you got in faith does not mean the devil goes, "Oh, you're in faith now. Excuse me. Go right ahead and get your miracle." Hallelujah. It don't happen. He's running against you. He's banging against you. He's lying to you. He's hitting with you. You start feeling good, and here comes a symptom. You start believing it's going to be a breakthrough, and here comes a bad report. You start getting some joy, and first thing you know, here comes oppression. You start believing that you're going to get to the end, and all of a sudden they stretch it out, and you see, "I can't get there yet." And what are you going to do? That's when you have to keep your eyes on the finish. You have to keep your eyes on Jesus. You have to keep your eyes on what the Word says, and you've got to dig down deep, and you've got to count it all joy. That's why, like Brother Marcus, sometimes you just have to go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha," and just make yourself praise God. And there are times you're going to have to just dance in the flesh until you get the Spirit of God. But I want to tell you what, if you'll step out in faith, the Holy Ghost will join in that dance with you. He's always looking for a good dance. If you'll get to shouting, the Holy Ghost will join in and shout with you, because He loves a good shout. And the eyes of the Lord are roaming about looking for people who will shout, who will praise, who will stand up, who will speak their faith, who will declare, "I refuse to quit. I will not give up. I'm getting to the finish line." Hallelujah! It's time for the church to start acting like the church and not some bunch of defeated nobodies. We have to get some fight back in our faith. We have to get some shout back in our shout. We got to get some dance back in our feet. We got to get some waving in our hands. We got to get a little Pentecostal in our body. We're going to have to believe God again, that He'll do it again. And telling us is not just going to happen. You're in a race, you're running, your faith is there, but there's enemies going to jostle you. That's where you're going to have to get some self-control. I know you want to get mad. I know you want to quit. I know you want to just walk away. But God says, just use that instead of quitting. Use it to get more faith. Dig deeper. Shout harder. Shout longer. Wave if you can only move your little finger. Move your little finger in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because there's no quitting this old boy. There's no giving up in this old boy. I've got to fight, and my God is on my side. Hallelujah. And I'm running this thing to win this thing. Amen. So God is speaking to us, and he's ministering to us. Look what he says down here in verse 27. It says, but like a boxer, I buffet my body. I handle it roughly. I discipline it by hardship and subdue it. What's he talking about? Don't let your flesh determine your life. Come on, don't let your flesh determine. Everybody gets to shouting and praising God, and your flesh says, I don't think I want to do that. Hey, man, your flesh will fight you. Anybody read that? The flesh over in Galatians 5 about the flesh warring against your spirit and your spirit against the flesh, so you can't do the things that you want to do and should do. So Paul says, you know what? I deal with my flesh. Whenever my flesh starts telling me to quit, you don't think Paul didn't have to do this in that prison jail there in Philippi? How many of you think Paul was really inspired that night? Paul is there in that jail. My goodness, his back is beating. His feet are in socks. His hands are back there, and you know he and he's there doing exactly what God called him to do there in God's perfect will. He wasn't out of God's will. He was exactly where God had called him to be, doing what God called him to do. And here comes the devil trying to knock him out of the race. So at midnight, what did Paul do? He conquered his flesh. He brought his flesh down. He says, "I don't box as one who's beating the air." He says, "I know who I got to hit." In other words, Paul wasn't just praying and hoping. He knew this is the devil. He's trying to stop the move of God. And so I'm going to aim my spiritual gun right at where it needs to be. I'm going to hit him where it hurts. I'm going to pray a prayer of faith. I'm going to believe God to turn this thing around for me. And then I'm going to praise God and shout and act like I'm the one that's winning. Hallelujah. And this Paul, come on, as he began to praise God, as he chose spirit over flesh. Come on, he chose faith over fear. He chose God over defeat. He chose to believe instead of doubt. He chose right there to act like he was a believer. And folks, I'm here to tell you, if the Apostle Paul can do it, you and I can do it. He was just a man anointed of God. And you and I are people anointed of God with the same Holy Ghost power. What we've got to do is follow some of the examples that we found in the Word. And he began to praise. And he wasn't quiet about it. Some of y'all, you know, you blessed be your darling hearts. Hallelujah. You've turned into Baptists again. Amen. When we was in the Baptist church, we were quiet. I remember one time the pastor was preaching and an old timer came in and he said, "Amen." And everybody in the church jumped, about scared us off. And so we just thought, well, that was an anomaly, you know. And so the pastor went back to preaching about 10 minutes later. He went, "Yes, amen." And everybody in there jumped and deacons got upset. And it bumfuzzled the pastor so much, he just closed his message down. Hallelujah. And some of us, we've lost our shout. We've gotten to the place where we've let our flesh calm us down. And we didn't realize all the time that it was the devil trying to bring us into conformity so that we would run the race the way he wants us to run it and not the way Jesus called us to run it. So some of us are going to have to stir ourselves back up. We're going to have to stir what God's called us to do. You have to get your flesh back under control. You're going to have to begin to present yourself unto God, spirit, soul, and body, and begin to say, Lord, I'm going to praise you with my spirit. I'm going to praise you with my mind. I'm going to praise you with my body. I'm going to praise you with my shout. I'm going to praise you with my actions. I'm not going to be just all talk. I'm going to put some walk on this thing, praise God. And I'm going to praise you when it's not fun. I'm going to praise you and shout when it's not convenient. I'm going to praise you and shout, Lord, when I should be crying and fussing and quitting. I'm going to shout the victory even though I'm in bondage. I'm going to praise you when I'm hurting. I'm going to praise you because I'm getting to the end. I'm getting to the finish line. I'm getting to my miracle. I'm getting to my breakthrough. I'm getting to my healing. I'm getting to my deliverance. I'm getting to the place God has called me to be. You said to go over. I'm going over. Come on, church. You got to make up your mind. If you're going to run, run to win. If you're going to pray, pray to get an answer. If you're going to confess, confess to get the mountain moved and get what you're believing for. If you're going to shout, believe God's going to join in with you. If you're going to face your giants, face them in the power of God. Just like David, you might come against me with your sword and your spear and your great big shield, but I'm coming after you in the name of the Lord of hosts, and you ain't nothing. I've already got you beat. All I got to do is what? Run at you. Slinging. Boom, the power of God at you. See, we got to believe in who we are again. We got to get a hold of this thing again. A lot of us, you know, back in the early part of 1900, they had a racehorse. His name was Seabiscuit. What a great name. Everybody's heard of Seabiscuit. Should have anyway. And it was a great movie they came out with. Old Seabiscuit, he wasn't tall enough to be a great thoroughbred, and he wasn't, you know, fast enough. And so they just made him a training horse. And so they would take him out, and he would set paces for the great thoroughbreds. And then they'd beat him at the end. So over the time, he got used to getting beat. So he thought all he was supposed to do is go out and get beat all the time, because they trained him to get beat all the time, because he's not big enough to be a racehorse. He's not fast enough to be a great racehorse. He doesn't have what it takes to be a great racehorse. Anybody here ever heard somebody talk like that about you? Come on. Who do you think you are that you should be out here? Well, you'd just be happy to just set the pace so somebody else can do it. You're not spiritual enough. You don't have enough word, and you don't have enough faith, and you don't have enough shout. Who do you think you are? You don't have enough education. You don't have enough charisma. You don't have enough whatever. Just be happy that you're part of the team. But this trainer found this horse, and he bought him for nothing. And his owner said, "Why'd you buy that horse?" He said, "I see something in him that nobody else does."
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link, or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.